Dictation for Carol Flack, F-L-A-C-K, August 2343. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Flack, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, renal artery stenosis, last visit in January, comes accompanied with two daughters, underwent right-sided carpal tunnel release, Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, no complications, still numbness, digits number 1, 2, and 3, right hand. She comes in a wheelchair. There has been also prior respiratory failure. Patient transferred to Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, because of respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance. They denied coronavirus infection or pneumonia, denied heart attack, was treated also, denied coronavirus infection, but questioned pneumonia, as well as urinary tract infection, no heart attack. Sleep apnea on BiPAP machine, oxygen 2 liters at night. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Right now, urine clear. Obesity, edema, compressing and stacking improved, left more than right. No chest pain palpitation, syncope. No gross orthopnea, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric, hydralazine, aldactone, nifedipine, Bumex for blood pressure. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 128/50 left-sided. On the right-sided, completely clear lungs. On the left-sided, breath sounds decrease at least a third on the base. I do not hear, however, RALS, no arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, obesity of the abdomen, 2 plus edema, alert oriented signs 3. Next paragraph, chemistries, the last one from August. At that time, creatinine 1.9, which is higher than baseline, considered to be around 1.3, 1.4. Normal electrolyte acid base, GFR 26, blood test to be repeated, normal calcium. Back in April, at the time of respiratory failure, endotracheal tube, CT scan, abdomen, pelvis, and chest, no pulmonary emboli. There is calcification, coronary arteries, and thoracic aorta. Heart enlarged. There was consolidation on the right middle lobe, emphysema. No kidney obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, question progression, blood test to be repeated in a regular basis. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. There has been documented question renal artery stenosis on the right sided, given the peak systolic velocity more than 200. However, at the present time, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. We will continue same medications, present inatonase inhibitors or ARBs, tolerating aldactone, monitor potassium. If creatinine progresses, consider invasive procedure angioplasty stent. Continue management of sleep apnea. Underlying emphysema, CT scan find it. Prior smoker, extensive atherosclerosis, chronic back pain from spinal stenosis. All issues discussed with the patient. Monitor chemistries. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.